Praise Master Jesus. Praise Master Jesus. This is Eglando of Half Hour, the voice of rest. Let's pray. Eternal Rock of Ages, we bless your name for whom you are. Thank you for this awesome platform to share your word to the ends of the earth. Thank you, King of Glory. We receive the oil of quick understanding to comprehend your word, that we will come up higher in functionality in you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Wow. Praise Master Jesus. Today, I'll be looking at a subject that says the gospel of rest of the Lord. The gospel of the rest of the Lord. Go with me in Hebrews 4, 1 and 2. Hebrews 4, 1 and 2. Therefore, since a promise remains of entering his rest, remember, not your own rest, his own rest, his rest, let us fear lest any of you seem to have come short of it. For indeed, the gospel was preached to us, the gospel of rest was preached to us as well as to them. But the word which they heard did not profit them, not be mixed with faith in those who heard it. I'll pause a minute. Let me explain something about being mixed with faith. Anything that is different between believing and faith. There's a clear-cut difference between believing and faith. 95% of believers are believing, but they're not functioning in faith. You might believe anything you believe, and you don't give your voice to it. It is not faith. In book of 2 Corinthians, the Bible said, we believe. When Paul was making a statement, he said, as we believed, we speak. You also, as you believed, also speak. In other words, 2 Corinthians 4, verse 13. But since we have the same spirit of faith, according to what is written, I believed, I therefore spoke. We also believe, therefore speak. In other words, anything you believe and you don't speak it, it is not faith. Pay attention. Anything you believe and you did not speak it out. For instance, by his stripes I am healed. It is in the Bible. You believed it. But it only will become faith. And faith is now. It will only function for you when you start speaking what the Bible said. By his stripes we were healed. As you start saying it, by his stripes I am healed. Because the faith is now. I am healed. In other words, anything you hear and you did not speak the same thing you hear consistently until you have a note in your heart that is done, it will not benefit you. It will not profit you. That's why a lot of people say that the Bible is not working. It's not true. That you heard something is a matter of nothing. It's nothing. As you speak what you believe in your heart, it's even written in the book of Romans. Bible said, the just shall live by faith. How does the just receive salvation? He said, with our heart we believed. With our mouth, confession is made unto salvation. In other words, anything you believe in your heart and you don't say it, it will not work for you. That's what it means by mixing what you heard with faith. Praise Master Jesus. I'm still reading Hebrews 4, verse 3 now. For we who have believed do enter that rest. In other words, I don't just believe that the rest of the Lord is possible for me, which is Christ in me. As I believe, I enter into the experience of God's rest. I yield to that lordship of Christ in me. I enter into the experiences of the rest of the Lord. Praise Master Jesus. Verse 9 and 10, he said, there remains therefore a rest for the people of God. There is a rest for the people of God. For we who has entered his rest has himself also ceased from the works as God did from his. Praise Master Jesus. While we are toiling the way we are toiling on earth is because we depend so much on our works, not on the work of God. Works as God did it from the foundation of the world. Praise Master Jesus. Very simple. There is a rest for us. I'm sharing about the gospel of the rest of the Lord. The gospel of the rest of the Lord. There is a rest for us. What is rest? In general terminology, rest is being in total tranquility in the midst of chaos, in the midst of trouble. You are completely in total tranquility. Nothing is shaking you. Praise Master Jesus. But that rest is not just an event. The rest of the Lord is a person. And that person is the person of Christ in us. Christ in us is the absolute rest of the Lord. Because rest is when the day, according to the book of Genesis, that 7 day in which God rested from all his work. In other words, Jesus is the summation of all fulfillment of the promise of God from the foundation of the world. Christ is that full summation or the full summation of every promise God meant to man. In Christ, all of them were yes. In Christ, all of them were amen. In other words, in Christ, everything God created was activated fully, energized fully, and released fully. Christ in us is the rest of the Lord. Praise Master Jesus. In Matthew 11, verse 28 to 30, the Bible said, when Jesus said, come to me, O you that have labored and heavy laden, that I will give you rest. Pay attention. I will give you rest. And he said, learn of me, because I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest for your soul. Learn. In other words, there are two kinds of rest. There is a rest Christ gives, and there is a rest you found. It is that one you found is the one that you have rest for your soul. Hello, there are two kinds of rest. Let believers stop accusing God and let us go back to the basis of the scriptures. There are two kinds of rest. There is a rest God gives, and there is a rest as you began to learn of him. Learn of him because he's lowly and humble at heart. In other words, at the first rest God gives, as you start learning of him, he will turn your heart. You will start changing your heart to conform to the humility of Christ in you. Praise Master Jesus. Learn of me that you might find rest for your soul. If you don't learn of him, there is a rest for the people of God. But the experience of that rest is connected to our learning. If we don't learn who God has given to us, Christ in us, if we don't learn him, if we don't learn of him, we will not experience the person and the personality of the rest of the Lord, which is Christ in us. Praise Master Jesus. I want to touch a few things. One, in the dimension of the rest, dealing with anger and wrath. Anger and wrath. If you check the Bible in Galatians 5 verse 22, the Bible made it clear that the fruit of the Spirit is love, not is love, full of joy, full of self-control, full of perseverance, full of everything. The fruit of the Spirit. It is not the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, he does not bear fruit. He is love. God said in 1 John 4, he said, God said, I am love. God does not require to bear the fruit of love. He is love. The fruit of the Spirit, Bible was talking about in Galatians 5:2, is the fruit of our human spirit. It is our human spirit that needs to bear fruit. And the fruit that our human spirit bears is the fruit of the love of God. And that love is full of joy, is full of self-control. The fruit of the Spirit is one and full of things. It's one, which is the love. And it is the fruit of our human spirit, not the fruit of the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost does not bear fruit. Jesus said, I am the vine. My Father is a vine dresser. He that abides in me bear forth fruit. You say, you are the branches. If you abide in me, you bear forth fruit. In other words, it is the branch that bear forth fruit. It is not the vine. Neither is the vine dresser. It is the branch. And you and I are the branch that bears forth fruit. In other words, when we are dealing with anger and wrath issue, in Galatians 5:22, Bible said, the fruit of the Spirit is love. And in Romans 5:5, and that love is full of joy, is full of everything, full of self-control. And in Romans 5:5, Bible said, and that love has been shared abroad in our heart. In other words, as I start learning, one, I should know, one, that the love of God has been poured abroad in my heart. In other words, there is a fountain of the love of God in my heart. What do? I will start learning how that love of God functions. One of the key things that is found in the love of God is found in 1 John 3 verse 16. Bible said, by now, this is the way love is known, that he laid down his life for others, that we ought to lay down our life. In other words, the more we say what has happened, yes, I believed it. One, that the love of God has been shared abroad in my heart. Two, I speak it. How? My heart overflows with the love of God. My heart overflows with the love of God, full of joy, full of self-control, full of perseverance, full of everything. My heart overflows with the love of God. The more I say what God says, the expression and the influence of God's love will start swallowing up every traces of wrath and anger in me. Praise Master Jesus. In other words, as you start speaking what has happened, in that area, we start experiencing the rest of the Lord when it comes to wrath, anger. We experience the rest of the Lord in form of love and joy. Praise Master Jesus. Glory. Praise Master Jesus. This is who we are. The more we do it, the more we experience the functionality and the expression of God's love. We experience that rest in the realm of, in that realm where the love of God and the full that is full of joy travels or rules. Two, when it comes to innovation and invention, many of us are wondering. I ask this question: if a man that does not know God, he doesn't know Jesus, but he has his mind, can invent some crazy stuff, how much more we that knows God, that has the mind of the Creator? In 1 Corinthians 2 verse 16, Bible says, who can cancel God? Pay attention. Who can give God cancel? There's some things about us we don't know. Bible said, who is going to give him cancel? In 1 Corinthians 2 verse 16. Let's start from verse 15. But he who is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is rightly judged by no one. For who has known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? Who has known the mind of the Lord? That means we can instruct God. Who has known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Pay attention. We have. The mind of Christ is what we have. As believer, we have the mind of Christ. In other words, if the mind of Christ become functional in fullness and in full measure within us and through us and upon us, we can instruct the Lord. Hey God. We can instruct the Lord. This is how powerful God has made us in Christ. But I'm talking about the innovation and inventions. We have the mind of Christ. Believe it. I have the mind of Christ. It's functional, fully expressed. I have the mind of Christ. Whether you like it or not, that is the truth. We have the mind of Christ. Fully energized, activated, released. We have the mind of Christ. The more we proclaim that we have the mind of Christ, something will start happening. Because there is an organ of that mind, that is an area or organ of the spiritual mind called the organ of creativity. The more we proclaim who we are, the more that organ become energized, activated, and released. The more the visions, the revelations, the insight about inventions and the innovations floods our imagination. In that realm, we found, you know, can you imagine if a Christian comes in contact with an invention or innovation? So much money. Another way to do it is to entangle and intertwine with the spirit of wisdom dwelling with prudence. In Proverbs 8 verse 12, wisdom said, I, wisdom, dwells with prudence. Prudence is an angelic being that oversees weighty inventions and innovations. Weighty inventions and innovations. In other words, the more I entangle and intertwine with the spirit of wisdom and revelation, with the spirit of wisdom dwelling with prudence, I'll be opened up. That organ of creativity in the mind of Christ within me will be energized, activated, and released consciously. Praise Master Jesus. This is who we are. You know, in that realm, I start functioning in the rest of the Lord because God wants to bring new things upon the face of the earth. One day I was in a dream. I will not call it a dream, but like I was in a dream, suddenly the voice of God spoke to me audibly and said, there is a technology that is coming upon the face of the earth. I said, okay. I look at the body of Christ. I started crying. Why was I crying? I said, Lord, but we're not ready. He said, yes, whether we are ready or not, it's coming. But my cry, at the middle of my cry, I said, Lord, okay, can I pioneer it? He said, no, you're not called to do that. I cried more. While I was crying, I said, okay, Lord, that new technology, I want to buy into it. Provide me with resources so that I'll buy into it. The audible voice of the Lord said, that one I will do. But something strange happened. As I was looking, that technology broke out from the heavens and landed on earth. Imagine, and the person that is going to carry it, I have known the boy. Praise Master Jesus. At the fullness of time, I will call that young man. I will lay my hand on him and proclaim that his imagination will open to that expression of that technology. There is so much coming from the heavens. The gospel of the rest of the Lord. Thirdly, the rest of the Lord in the dimension of warfare and rulership. Because warfare and rulership. Let me announce to you, every warfare is the warfare of the mind. It's not the devil. Devil is not our problem. It might be a problem in the old covenant, but in the New Testament, devil is not our problem. The problem is just our thought. Praise Master Jesus. In Ephesians 6 verse 10, the Bible said, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. In Ephesians 6 verse 12, the Bible said, our weapon of that we don't fight against flesh and blood, but against principality and power and all whatnot. But in 2 Corinthians 10, 4 to 5, in 2 Corinthians 4, 10, 4 to 5, the Bible said, casting our stronghold, taking a hold every imagination and every thought, every knowledge that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Thought is a problem. Every warfare is a warfare of the mind. Once you get your mind in line with what God's word, you start functioning in the realm of rulership. In Psalm 110, the Bible said, go and rule in the midst of your enemies. It didn't say, go and fight your enemy. Every fight we ought to fight is a fight of our mind. Praise Master Jesus. Everything begins with thought. For instance, you are sleeping. Suddenly, something comes to your dream and then you wake up and start shouting, Lord, I cancel it. I bind it. Listen, first of all, you had a nightmare or something is trying to attack you in your own language. You wake up. You don't go and start shouting. You bind and cast. First of all, ask yourself a question. Who am I? One, not just who am I, because if 1 Corinthians 6 verse 17, the Bible said, we are, he that is joined to the Lord is one spirit. Who am I? I am one spirit with the Lord. Who am I? I am the Son of God. Where am I? Where am I seated? In the heavenly places, far above. That means if I'm in the heavenly places, far above, where did this thing come from? The warfare I should be doing is a warfare of my mind. I am seated in the heavenly places, far above. Some person might be asking, does he mean a demon does not attack anybody? He attack, what is attacking is your ignorance. It's not the devil. Devil does not have the capacity even to attack you. What is attacking is your ignorance. It's your ignorance that is attacking you. He hides behind your ignorance and began to cast a shadow. He sets you up against up yourself. And you start fighting yourself, thinking it is the devil that is fighting you. Let me repeat it again. What we called demonic warfare is actually our ignorant that is fighting us. Our ignorant warfare. What we called that we are being molested by the devils. Listen. I'm telling you the way they are. That's why if you see somebody that is demon oppressed, demon cannot possess believers. I don't care who says it. I'm saying what Bible said. Because Bible said the day you accept Christ, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Holy Spirit is the spirit of the highest. Praise Master Jesus. In other words, it is your ignorance that is fighting you. It is not the devil. What do we do? Anytime, start first of all doing a mental warfare. Who am I? Where am I? Praise Master Jesus. The more we discover who we are, most of the things will just fizzle out. We look at the dimension of acceptance. In Ephesians 1 verse 6, the Bible said, we are accepted in the beloved. A lot of times I get complaints in my office. Nobody loves me. Nobody. Everybody hates me. Everybody, that one. That, listen, as a man thinketh in his heart, so he is. If you keep on thinking in your heart that nobody loves you, nobody is going to love you. If you keep on thinking in your heart that nobody favors you, nobody is going to favor you. Change that thought and your result or your experiences will change. How do you change it? Ephesians 1:6 told us clearly that we are the accepted in the beloved. It is not your prayer that makes you accepted. It is God in Christ that made us accepted in Christ once and for all. What do? You believe in your heart. Start saying it. I am accepted in the beloved, in the sight of all men. I am accepted in the beloved, in the sight of men. That goes to favor as well. I am favored in the sight, in Christ, in the sight of all men, materially, financially, physically, spiritually, mentally. I am accepted. I am favored in the beloved, in the sight of God and all men. I am accepted in the beloved, in the sight of God and all men. I am accepted in the beloved. I am favored. I am accepted. The more you say who you are, the more consciously you enter into that rest experiences when it comes to acceptance and favor. And this is what you are going to do for a lifetime. It's not something that you do and go, oh, no. Because in the acceptance of God, there are levels, there are degrees. You might enjoy a first degree of acceptance, that is more. In other words, it's not something that you do and stop. It's something that you do consistently, continually, until we come into the full stature of the measure of Christ. Praise Master Jesus. Praise Master Jesus. This is who we are. Honestly, this is who we are. If we are touching again in the dimension of the love of God, and then when it comes to fear, most of us are so fearful. Practice what I'm going to tell you, like next 6 months, and do it continually all the days of your life. Fear will disappear, because Bible said fear is a torment. Praise Master Jesus. This is who we are. The problem is that we don't even, there is a difference between faith and faithfulness. This gospel of the rest of the Lord, Bible said in Hebrews 4 verse 3, said we believed, we enter. It takes believing, one, two, as you believe, speak what you believe. You start experiencing it. There's a difference between rest and faithfulness. Faith and faithfulness. Many believers are living in faithfulness unto the Lord, but they are living out their faith. Faithfulness is being faithful in all front. You don't deal with God using your faithfulness. We are faithful unto the Lord because this is our nature. But we use our faith to take what we ought to take now. Our fathers told us that faithfulness is, you be faithful. Yes. That's why many of us walk our Christian walk defeated. And when we left, God pays back the labor of faithfulness to our children. No way. I'm going to enjoy my walk with God using my faith. You use your faith to enjoy your walk with the Lord upon the face of the earth. This thing I'm saying will not make sense to you. It will not work for you if you're not in Christ. Because Christ is the rest of the Lord. Praise Master Jesus. Put your hand on your chest. Let me pray all kinds of prayer for you. Wise God, thank you for hearing me. Holaria na karina katianka bakoroko shinkiti andala. Zimianka bakoroko shinkiti tetiale geniantala telujunutu. Ukatianka bakoroko geniaka tiale genetale telegenene. Ukatianka bakoroko shinkiti tetiwala genetale telegenene. Wise God, thank you. There is a woman I'm seeing in my spirit. As you are now, aruginelu chelu, you don't understand the kind of infirmity that aruginelu chelu, that if you lie on your bed, it seems like your physical body is peeling out on that place you lie down. And because of it, your husband wants to send you away, because now when I know him, thank you. I decree and declare the voice of the mercy of God has vindicated you. You are completely made whole. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I declare you are completely made whole, healed. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Lord, I decree and declare that name now before me. Na onema kantoto kleptomania ifai. I use it as a point of contact. I proclaim every influence upon any hand that is into kleptomania, akantoto, the hand of Christ has seized it, cancelled in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. I decree and declare, I'm seeing another name before me, Anthony. I proclaim every form of kleptomania attitude and character, cancelled in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you. Bulari Kazi Anthony. I'm seeing a lady in my spirit, Chinga by name. In a lota, up and up with the Chabangoko 7 months ago from there. I give you the lebe. Father, thank you. I decree and declare every living organism in our home, Binima, Maga, Natalie God, and the Cabuana, Akachineka, Tulia, can't show that you are completely healed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, wise God. Only a young lady now, 21 years of age. If at a class, maybe a lap, looking at the board, you won't see anything. You won't remember anything. You become, it seems like your mind is blank. I proclaim every influence upon your mind and upon your life that's blanked you out completely. The hand of Messiah has dried it up, cancelled in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you. Banyan Zemiak, Waliatia. Thank you, wise God. A child, is still too tender. And actually, before they were able to see him, he's already gone. No way. I decree and declare reverse. Show in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, wise God. For past 12 years, this thing I'm talking about is not in your lineage, is not nowhere. And you are eating healthy. For the past 12 years, you don't know where it came from. A very severe acute diabetes. The voice of resurrection has healed you and made you whole in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. I'm seeing myself in a court, in Oka, in a court. I decree and declare there is a case coming up on 27th, 28th. I'm seeing in my spirit, 27th, 28th of March. Peculiarly, I proclaim every judgment on that case involving a land being taken away from a family. My God has restored it back to the original owners experientially in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, the wise God. Something will move on the ceiling. And after 2 weeks, one of your child dies. And this thing has happened. You have lost 4 of your children out of 8. I proclaim that strange beast that manifests upon your ceiling and upon your zinc. The hand of my God has dried you up and cleared you out of the way in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Only leading now in myself in her shop. Every domestic fire accident, I'm using you as a point of contact. Every domestic fire accident on the shop of that lady or any shop connecting the lives of men, Lord, I declare that domestic fire accident can't sort out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, the only wise God, for you have heard me. And amen. I want to hear testimonies via 080-675-640-01. Our counseling is every Tuesday by 8 a.m. Our fellowship Wednesday 11 a.m. Fellowship Tuesdays 8 a.m. counseling Wednesday 11 a.m. fellowship. And every first Friday of every month is night of rest. And it comes up by 10 p.m. Second and third Sunday of every month, the School of Kingdom Business and Sonship. Our crusade comes up in Ibariam 25, 26, 27 of December, 5 p.m. daily. Our ministry is located at Amaziki Village along Odogu Plaza Road, Mbako. Along Odogu Plaza Road, Mbako. This broadcast will be airing every Sunday by 6:30 p.m. Every Sunday by 6:30 p.m. God bless you. See you then. This program airs every 6:30 p.m. Every Sunday. Every Sunday, 6:30 p.m.
Everything I touch shall be blessed.